say the big seaport in Georgia.
Savannah?
Mm-hmm. And the biggest city in southern Georgia, between here and Atlanta.
Between here and Atlanta, southern Georgia?
Well, it's actually in central Georgia, but it's
Well, I would pick, Columbus is a good size, but it's on the edge.
Yeah.
In central Georgia, I would pick Macon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I wanted. Okay, what's the biggest city in Louisiana?
New Orleans.
And the capital of Louisiana?
Baton Rouge.
Okay. The biggest city in southern Ohio where the Reds play?
Cincinnati.
Okay. And the big city in Kentucky on the Ohio River?
Louisville.
Okay. Okay. I need to get some country names now. Okay, the country where they have a civil war between northern and southern over next to Britain?
Ireland.
Okay. And the country where Charles de Gaulle is from?
France.
Okay. And the country where Joseph Stalin was the leader?
Russia.
Okay. And the body of water that's here south of Florida and Louisiana, all
the
way.
Gulf of Mexico.
Okay. Okay. If you could have used some help in doing something, you might say afterwards, why did you just sit around? And would you say, instead of helping me, or just instead helping me?
Instead of helping.
Okay. Okay, what's the largest Protestant denomination in the South?
I think I would say, instead of doing this, why are you doing that instead of doing this?
Oh, okay. Okay. That's fine. But, let's backtrack here for a second. If you want somebody to go with you, you would say, I won't go, would you say, without he goes, or unless he goes?
Unless you go.
Have you ever heard without?
Yes, but I don't think it's a common uses.
Okay, what's the largest...
Now, that also depends on the circumstances.
Oh, it does?
Yes, there could be a situation where someone would say, I will not go without you.
Mm-hmm. But if you say, he goes, you have to say, unless. You can't say, without he goes.
Oh, you never use that expression at all. Without he goes. Unless he goes.
Okay. What is the largest...
But you could say that I won't go without you.
Okay. Okay, fine. What's the largest Protestant denomination in the South?
Largest what?
Protestant denomination.
I believe Baptist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Methodist would be next.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if two people became members of a Baptist church, you would say that they have just
been baptized.
Okay. Or let's say a Methodist church, if they have just become members, you would say that they have just
you wouldn't say baptized, I don't think. You would say christened.
Okay.
You do that in the Episcopal church, says christened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what term the Methodists use.
I'm just trying to get joined the church.
Oh, yeah, just plain join.
Okay. Okay. Okay, in church, you pray to...
In church?
In church, you pray to...
You pray to God, or to Jesus, who
Christ.